This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wednesday night next week, I'm going to be on my couch watching Bruce and the Dropkicks play together, virtually play together. Dropkicks are going to be at Fenway Park performing next Wednesday night.
Virtually? Are you going to No. Text Ken Casey and tell him to tell Bruce you said hi?
They're actually going to be at Fenway. This is pretty cool, Ken. They're actually going to be playing at Fenway with, wink, wink, no one there. And
oh, here we go.
And Bruce is going to be somewhere, I'm guessing, in Jersey, like in his house, or maybe at the Stone Pony at Asbury Park with nobody there or something. They're going to do a couple songs together. So pretty cool.
Bearded Man pops up as their roadie next Wednesday. I can see that happening.
I would like to, yes. Obviously, you know, you can't have more than 10 people in the area so that, you know, band covers there. If they're going to have the whole, how are they going to, they can't have the dancers and everything else, Danielle. There's like 40 people in the Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole scene.
You have to move people in and out.
Like, right.
You wait outside in the car, like when
Correct.
You're getting a haircut.
Right.
People are upset because their barbers are lining them up for Monday, and they're all telling them that they have to wait in the car. Only one person in the barbershop.
Get over it, people. This is what we have to do to move forward.
We do? Are you
Stop.
Serious?
Yes, we do. That's what the guideline is. Just do it. If we start effing things up now as we're rolling things out, do you think we're ever going to get to phase two if we start having problems with the barbershops and the hair salons being over capacity? No. Charlie's going to be like, guess what? Labor Day. Restaurants. Deal with it.
And no blow dryers.
Yes. Are you serious?
Yes.
That's the Edith rule.
Seriously?
Yes.
No blowouts?
This is Edith, yes. And I'm concerned about using leaf blowers.
Right. Wait till Edith gets wind of the fact that somebody used a Rogue blow dryer on someone's hair. So does that screw it up for you when it comes to for the ladies getting their?
Not for me, because I don't always get a blowout.
Their blowouts?
Their
Brazilian blowouts?
A lot of women rely on the blowout. They'll do a few day maintenance after that with the dry shampoo and anything else to maintain the style, make it last a little longer. So that's a little tricky.
So what's the issue with the blow dryer? It blows the COVID around the...
Mm-hmm. I guess.
I thought it would cook it out.
I know.
Doesn't that go above 138 degrees? I mean, that's the concern, right?
Yeah. You would think it would help wash it through, as the saying goes.
Right.
And when do we go back to fourth grade where it's like we all have to behave in order to have the rights to get our hair cut? Don't ruin it for Billy.
This is where we are now.
See,
but that's what Danielle is saying.
But don't think that's going to happen. If we have reports of people narking out and like news crews, you know, sending reporters be like, we're outside the local barbershop right now where Jermaine Wiggins goes in Lawrence. And as you can see, there are 27 customers inside, way over capacity. Charlie Baker's going to get up the next day and put the kibosh on everything.
Well,
so if you want to see restaurant, if you want to see phase two at all this summer, because I'm going to tell you right now, June 8th is not promised, or whatever date it's supposed to start.
But Curtis is right. this is like the recess threat.
I know it is. Unfortunately, this is how things are.
Like, you better, you know.
You better behave.
Better behave or you're, stay inside for recess. Like, really?
Yeah.
I'm 53 years old.
Well, I don't think you're the prime example.
If one of you doesn't behave, you's all are going in.
So we're going to have like Shelby Scott standing in the middle of a barber and with all this hair around her saying,
oh, that's a jinx potential, by the way, Curtis. Please, Shelby Scott.
Your car is your new waiting room, Greg. That's the problem. When you golf, when you go to the barbershop, anywhere. What happens if you show up for your restaurant and they haven't been able to like bust the table and make sure it's 8 feet apart and sanitize the salt and
peppers? I'll tell you what happened the other night. There was like 10 of us standing around chatting.
Yeah, America.
Yeah.
Cannons went off. My menu was brought over by a bald eagle.
You know what I think Massachusetts should do? We should really replicate the way New York has handled this and not how Georgia has, even though New York has been a dumpster fire and Georgia's got a 20% decrease in cases.
You familiar with per capita, Curtis, or no?
There's 10 million people living in like 7 square miles in New York.
Yeah, let's have people go back to nursing homes the way Governor Cuomo ordered them. That was really smart.
CDC guidelines.
Oh, so now, so Governor Cuomo is doing a great job because of what Trump's been saying?
That's what he told him to do in March?
No, so then you're just saying he's doing what Trump has been doing, so why are we crediting Cuomo if it's Trump who's saying what to do?
He changed halfway through when he realized it was a disaster.
Can we pull over?
He waited until halfway through to realize it was a disaster? That was
It takes 14 days.
Did you catch the press briefing yesterday by the press secretary? She's marvelous,
by the way. I love that woman.
She's marvelous.
She's marvelous.
If she looked like Linda Tripp, she wouldn't be so marvelous.
It has nothing to do with her being a smoke, Danielle. Nothing to do with her being a smoke. Yeah. She has her facts in front of her. But they were all over her about the hydroxy, the chloroquine.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts going over all these quotes that Cuomo had about how great it is and about how he's recommending it.
And that his brother took an off-brand hydrochloroquine.
Chris Cuomo
actually took it.
Yeah, she had a great answer for how Trump's withholding funding from Michigan because they're mailing out the ballots.
I don't have the sound up. I didn't hear what she said. I don't have the sound up when I'm watching
her. Nothing.
Shocker.
So how do you know she has the facts?
So listen, so I mentioned this earlier, just real quick. Can I ask if you feel like when it comes to Tom Brady, the tide is turning on the way this region feels about him based on this latest gimmick with the vitamins that he's selling? Because it seems like a lot of people are disgusted by this. There are some people who feel like we are now seeing the real Tom Brady and that we didn't see that Tom Brady for the 20 years that he was here.
As Fitzy can attest to, on our Saturday show, we have had, even before this, some vitriolic anti-Brady calls going back to his sleazy plan with Gronk to get out of here and you know, some of the activity with the Hulu ads. And I think people had already started to turn. Maybe this is another nail in the coffin for Brady's rep here.
So that's a good. So you have, you know, whether it's Volin or the Herald or whomever, you have people talking to experts saying that when it comes to immunity, with regard to COVID-19 specifically, this is not helping. The $45 that you're going to spend on the 1 month supply of Protect, the Brady product, the TB12 product, is not going to do anything, and that it's the wrong timing for him to be out there as a huckster, or is that what they call it? Is that the word I'm thinking of? Selling his stuff.
He should have called it Protect.
Yeah, right.
There's the only timing that's off is that he's no longer a Patriot, so all of the media here feels free to rip him any way they can.
Curtis.
No, Curtis.
He's 100% right.
But he was ripped for the concussion water support with Guerrero, right?
Yes,
he got some backlash.
It was not nearly this loud.
A little bit. People kind of forgave him on that one. They're like, "Well, that's kind of goofy. You know, you can drink this water and recover from a concussion quicker." I mean, but people are like, well, whatever. You know, I love Tom.
I think you should hawk Budweiser and pizza the way Peyton Manning does. Those are very healthy options, I think.
Sheriff got paid $2 million to walk off the field and name check Bud after he won his second Super Bowl by playing a garbage Super Bowl in the first place.
People realize they don't have to buy this, right?
Yeah, but it's just bad.
If I never hear that word again.
$45 for a multivitamin that I can get over the counter at any regular pharmacy in the face of a pandemic, At the timing's pretty bad.
So what would you would take the Hulu ad.
Yep.
Super Bowl.
Yep.
You'd take the Gronk conspiracy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You take this.
I mean, his attitude, his general attitude during the season, being the, an unhappy guy at 8-0 when he talked to you.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes back that far.
Do you legitimately think that we are seeing the real Tom Brady finally?
No, last year we didn't because he had no weapons to throw to. This year you'll see the real Tom Brady on the field. He's going to have a great season.
We'll see about this that texter time. Says that everybody had Homer blinders on for the whole time. And Curtis still has them on.
It's what have you done for me lately in this town? It always has been, and it likely always will be.
Yep. You
Tom
should,
is not here. You are free to rip on him as you see fit.
You should do a poll on this.
I have.
On the Twitter. Oh, you have? Okay.
Has your perception of Tom Brady changed since he signed with Tampa Bay? And since I did the poll, the options are no and no.
So wait. What's the wording? Has your perception
of Tom Brady changed since he signed with Tampa Bay?
Okay.
Vote on
good.
This one?
On the Twitter feed.
At the Greg Hill Show.
Okay.
Over the years, I've learned how important it is to be proactive in taking care of my own body. So eating healthy, staying hydrated, and being active, along with the right supplements, have helped me stay at my very best. And certainly, a strong immune system is important for all of us. So I'm really proud to announce this amazing new product from TB12 that will provide you guys exactly what you need to stay healthy, strong, and resilient for whatever comes your way.
For like a COVID. Or whatever comes your way.
Or a cold.
Yeah, or how about just the fact that he started hawking the electrolytes about 6 weeks ago? What is everyone talking about? Staying hydrated? Like, you get dehydrated if you have the flu, Greg, don't you? Mm-hmm.
Wait, so what? I'm a serious, Fitzy. What's wrong with this?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. It's capitalism. It's free market. He can do exactly what he wants. He's trying to, he sees there's a need in the market. He's got these particular products. He believes in it. That's great. I just think it's a little curious, if not a bit scurrilous, that he's actually out there trying to make extra money. Because there are people that believe in him and his plan to such a degree, and he knows he has this godlike status, Curtis. And so now him being the face of these high-end products.
You think there are really people who are running out to buy his vitamins because they look and go, wow, he's still playing football at the age of 40.
Are you really asking this question?
Greg,
really?
That's
yes.
the basis of everything
yes.
TB12, Danielle.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, $50
for
nuts,
$200
for a buck.
I mean, I don't.
It's notoriety. People are excited by that kind of thing. They put their faith in public figures and they trust them.
And I like
so,
Tom
yes,
Brady.
They're going to buy the product because they see that Tom is doing well. They're like, well, all right,
sounds
good.
People wear Nikes
sign
and drink Gatorade because of Michael Jordan. They want to be like Mike.
I just love the Alex Reimers of the world who do this Forbes story, like talking to three random doctors who all, for some reason, all agree that this is a bad idea. I mean, you know, I don't know. If I was Reimer, I wouldn't be really going after Brady. You know, just.
Well, it's not like he can screw up a Super Bowl interview again, so.
I mean, listen, if you judge the man on his work and his work record here, it's pretty impressive. You can't say anything.
Yeah, pretty impressive. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And I mean,
you know him personally. Is he a good guy?
Yes, I think he's a great guy.
Okay.
Personally, I think he's a great guy. But I don't know, maybe he would. Listen, there's some people who are asking, you know, if he can be down there and all fired up to play with this new team and working out at a high school during pandemic. Why couldn't he show up here for OTAs?
Right.
There are some.
But that's Belichick's fault.
That bothers a lot of people.
Sure, right? It does. The fact
bothering
that
people right now.
The Tampa Bay tight end Cameron Brate was saying that at the impromptu practice in the park, where a cameraman just happened to show up, Greg, that they were teaching him the offense, and Brady was thirsty to learn from his new teammates. Where was that thirst here the last couple of years?
They stopped using the word thirst. It's got to be banned for conversation.
He had an appetite for knowledge?
That's fine. Thank you. Thirst
Let's
is
go,
out.
Bucks.
Ugh. All right. That's well, phoned in.
Do we have early results?
Let me get you. Right now, we have about 100 votes in. 62% say their perception of Brady has not changed.
Really? 62%? Yeah. All right. Yeah. Majority. Although that's 38, I believe, if my math is correct. That,
well done.
That their perception
double time
has
check.
Changed. Yes. All right. Let us get to what is trending with Ken.
Mudded Night, weeknights 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, Bill Belichick busy and getting his guys signed. He's got all the draft picks in. Now that Kyle Duggar is inked up, helping to do that. Patrick Chung, a new deal, 2-year extension that counts as a contract adjustment. He gets $3 million to sign. The Patriots got $1 million in cap space. If Chung plays next year, that would be, I believe, year 13 in the league. $1.9 million base with $400,000 per game incentives.
Fifth deal with the Patriots. He's signed a new deal like every other year since he came back from that little sabbatical with the Eagles.
Does he still have a pending judicial case to deal with in New Hampshire? Or
nope.
Has that been, oh, that's all set?
That's Dunsky. All Setsky.
What was that wrong?
I just talked it up to pregame excitement.
According to Michael Felger, that was actually Brady's drugs.
Wow.
But between Chung and your guy Devin McCourty, very strong at safety. I mean, sure. That is a hell of a 1-2 punch at safety.
Absolutely.
NHL working on a 2014 model could be discussed, expected to be discussed today. Nothing definitive. If this goes through, though, the Bruins, he'll then would have a first-round bye, and they would play the winner of Toronto and Columbus, the two teams they met last year en route to the Cup final loss. That would be the 8-9 matchup in the East, so very interesting. And those would be five-game series in the first round, the play-in round, before they got to the 16-team seven-game series finish. So I'm excited about that. Wiggy says no sports, but I believe we'll have the NHL and the NBA. Pretty much a go here to get players back in the buildings here in the next couple weeks, June 1st.
I want you on record right now. What sport is back first?
Baseball. Baseball's
okay.
Back first.
You still have
they
faith.
Get their act together, yes.
Okay.
Some faith. It's I'm teetering.
By July 1st?
July 4th.
July 4th, okay.
When's July 4th? What day of the week is that?
The day after the 3rd.
It's Independence Day.
It's basketball.
It's the day with no parades.
Aww.
That's what we're calling it.
It's a Saturday.
It's the day
July 1st.
The day without a parade.
Nope.
Well, you'll have a rogue parade, I'm sure.
Of course I will.
You had this news. Ohio State's athletic director, Gene Smith, says he's got models for 20,000 fans at Ohio Stadium to watch the Buckeyes this fall, with up to 50,000 if guidelines are relaxed.
50,000?
That's great.
It'd be every other seat at Ohio Stadium. They have 100,000 capacity there.
Did you hear anything from the Bentley AD? Do you think we could take the normal 100 people who go to a Bentley game and divide it in half and just have 50 parents there?
Aren't you guys socially distanced in the first place then?
Yes,
you guys
are
okay, yeah.
Yes, but they do have a bar in the end zone.
They do?
At Bentley, yes.
Well, that's badass.
It's great. Right, literally, you know, right there. Right. It's fantastic.
Does your son look up at you hammered in the end zone and just be like,
makes the tuition worth it. if it does.
Brees points at the sky, and then Greg points back at him and winks.
And Peter Gammon says Mookie Betts will be lucky to get $250 million in free agency now. Maybe less. Red Sox reportedly offered him $310 prior to the 2019 season. Economics are in trouble. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Kids are different today. I hear every mother say, mother needs something today to calm her down. And though she's not really ill, there's a little yellow pill. She goes running for the shelter of her mother's little elf.
Well, Curtis is experiencing a little movement when it comes to the poll this morning. It looks like things are changing a little bit when it comes to the way the region feels about Tom Brady.
It was down to 57-43. That was what it was down to.
Brian Hoyer.
I'm very bad at math. Hello.
So the question was, has your perception changed when it comes to Tom Brady based on maybe Tom acting differently than he did when he was here? And the evidence put forth was, Ken said it started with the Hulu ad.
But me? I'm not going anywhere.
Then we get the Gronk conspiracy. We get this latest move this week, selling the ProTech vitamins during the pandemic, maybe indicating that this is something that you should be taking to fight to ward off the COVID. What else? Anything else you'd add?
I mean,
in
just
there?
Showing up to workouts at all, and you know, at this time of year, which he hasn't done here the last couple of years, that's a change.
Yeah, this is your pal Derek, the Steelers fan. Yes, Derek.
Here I am.
Hey, what's up,
Derek? Some of us. Have been saying this for years, that this is one of the frauds of all time, one of the fraud good guys of all time, this kid. And he's not acting any different. This is exactly on par with what he's been doing.
No.
Yeah, actually it is. And, you know, with his loaded up cucumber smoothies and all the rest of it with this cult leader of his, who, by the way, as you well know, has been in trouble with the FDA before, claiming to, you know, cure cancer and what have you. Mm-hmm. Remember that? Okay, that guy's a loser snake oil salesman from way back, and Brady aligned himself with him. So you can't, they're turning, Hilldog. I told you this was coming. They are turning on him. And if Bill pulls off the all-time FU that he's trying to pull off this year, they'll bury that kid, just like they buried his brother-in-law, Euculus. They'll bury him.
They'll bury it right in the backyard.
You're
with
comparing
that football
Tom
from that
Brady?
Ravens game.
Tom Brady and Kevin Euculus?
No, I'm not. So don't twist my words because you're, you know, a crying little rich kid that got his shiny toy taken away.
You're a whining, you're a whining Pittsburgh fan who calls obsessed about Boston sports. Who's worse?
Well, guy, I'm from Boston. I've lived here my whole life.
That makes you the worst kind of fan. Just hopped on the Steelers bandwagon when they were good.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, both of us are talking.
Great when I was a kid.
Yeah, the 70s. They were pretty good.
They were awesome. I wasn't a kid in the 70s, you moron. The other thing, because I'm not comparing him to Euclid, okay? What I'm comparing is the diehards, okay? The fan base. People like you who claim that you're, you know, better than everybody. That, you know, the Boston sports fan and the Dale Arnolds and the Glenn Ordways of the world are so much better than everybody. When in fact, no, you're just like everybody. You're fair weather. You're up and down. You don't know as much about the sport as you think. And, might I add, your boy picked that dump, Tampa Bay, over your beautiful little Boston, okay? So please.
Wait, so you're from here or not? Do you hate Boston?
No, I hate the fan base. The New England Patriot fan base who came out of the woodwork in like 1996, 97, okay, mm-hmm. and act like they know everything there is to know about football and nobody else should even speak of it. Okay, calling that trailer park down in Foxborough the mecca of football makes me want to puke every time somebody says it because it's a lie.
Excuse me, it's our trailer park in the first place, Derek. Thank you.
I love that guy. He's from here, hates it here. He's a diehard Steelers fan. The Steelers were basically America's team with the Cowboys, so you jumped on the bandwagon, and you're lecturing us about who we should root for, and that we're morons rooting for the local team.
Texter says he needs therapy.
Oh, my
Maybe
God.
Maybe he does. Maybe he does. Ken, don't forget the B&E. The B&E incident in Tampa. Add that to the list. Huh? He was never accused of breaking and entering while he was here in New England.
Leftwich's house too, Greg. How about that little incident? Oops, the little sneaky. Oops! I showed up in the house with a giant pile of equipment and playbooks. Oh, was I not supposed to be here? Ninja smoke bomb.
I mean, do you think that he was? Would you say that? You have to say that he's acting differently or that he's showing himself to really be what he was if you want to say that your perception of him has changed. So you would have to say that things that he's doing now, he kept under wraps when he was here, or he didn't show that kind of attitude to the fans here while he was here. And I don't know if you can really say that or not.
You can't. This is also clearly Kraft and the Belichick spin. The cartel is out there ripping him left and right. They're totally dead set on getting ahead of the issues that they'll have this year when Stidham is their quarterback. They don't want us talking about Jarrett Stidham replacing Tom Brady. So instead, we're talking about how Brady's changed. He's a real douche now. Why couldn't he do the OTAs with us last year? Why is he practicing harder to be a Tampa Bay Buck than he was as a New England Patriot? That's what people are talking about. And the Patriots are great at many things, but they may be their best quality is their ability to spin the media in certain directions.
I mean, back page of the Herald today says COVIDiotic. Shameless attempt to push brand. Brady's pitch is tone deaf. We're in the middle of a pandemic and the man is selling vitamins, Curtis.
And if he was selling Coke, people would say, why are you selling something that's so bad for our kids at this time where we need nutrition?
Right. Well, you can't win.
Curtis, I can't even look at the damn Frosted Flakes at the grocery store without thinking Tom Brady's over my shoulder going, that's poison, Nick.
And Alex Guerrero has a really checkered past. I will not question that. But don't you think that everybody and their brother has been searching for something within this TB12 umbrella to say that this is fraudulent and go after them with it? I mean, if they had any sort of practice that was close to what they were doing in the past, this would be a front page Boston Globe story and it would have happened years ago.
But isn't it to be expected that, you know, you have, you know, you name the athlete. You have a guy who's yours. He's on your team. You're a diehard. You love the guy when he's here. Don't you always hate him when they leave? Like, I mean, isn't that what?
No, depends. I mean, there's some spite and there's disappointment. There's some initial jealousy. But if you come around on your feelings and you act reasonably grown up, then you can be happy for them where they go. This is what Fourier was talking about, saying that all the way starting last summer that Brady was changing. He could see him evolving. He was acting out. And now he said that we're seeing the real Tom Brady. This is what he's always wanted to do, is be more himself, be more in the public eye, and not be under the watchful eye of Kraft and especially Belichick, who would subjugate that personality for team-first-oriented activities and optics.
Oh, so that's why you get him finally way more active on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Howard Stern.
Bruce Arians, yeah. Bruce Arians doesn't care. Hey, Tommy, go ahead and do what you want to do, buddy. No risk it, no biscuit. Right.
He did do the Tony Robbins thing here. So he was kind of trending this way, but it's fully unleashed now.
God, I love Brady. He's got some weird friends, Greg.
This is Hank. Hello, Hank.
Hey, guys. I just want to make a point about Brady. You know, I'm a Brady fan for life. I don't care, you know, what he tries to sell or what he does, whatever. I mean, you know, I don't know why New England fans care what players do off the field. You know, see Antonio Brown. They just want the talent here. I mean, you know. So I just can't understand. I'm a Brady fan for life, and I hope he tears it up down this year in Tampa. Thanks.
Yeah, I think there's a significant amount of fans who would like for him to do well down there, and that may be a team. They're going to watch that team, and they're going to watch the Patriots. Curtis thinks nobody's going to go to a Patriots game.
No, I think that people will be going, but by November. This is going to be a Bucs town when it comes to what's going on. There will be significant interest in the Patriots because it'll be who's the quarterback. But in terms of winning next season, the games that are going to have the most importance are going to be Bucs games.
781 texter says this is all local media spin because they're pissed.
Come on now. We have plenty of coverage of him. Are you kidding me, Greg? This is so great for the local media. For at least the next year, depending on the relevance of both the Buccaneers and the Patriots, now on your website to get your clicks to actually move the antiquated property that is newspapers, you can write about Tom Brady, who still moves the needle, and you have the Patriots. This is great for Boston media. There's really no other way to spin that.
Yeah, but you've turned on him, that's for sure. I mean,
Fitzy
turn was quick.
You don't like him anymore. Run him out of town.
Well, I don't know why you don't embrace that, Nick.
You said he had tennis elbow a couple weeks ago.
He does! Brady's elbow was falling apart at times last season.
Wow, boy, I didn't hear you mention that during the year last year.
I talked about the fact. Ken,
it's more like selfie elbow from all the social media posting that he's doing.
He's got selfbow. Smellbow.
Brady! Is this true that the FDA flagged two similar products being sold as fraudulent when it comes to the Protect vitamins? I highly doubt that.
I don't think this is harmful for you, right? It's ineffective. Isn't that the study, Danielle?
Hold on a second. I'm pulling up the thing about
Danielle,
the flagged
basically
thing.
It's just loaded, Ken, with elderberry and zinc and vitamin C. If you eat a good diet, you get at least most of that in the
Who
first place.
Who has a balanced diet? No one has a balanced diet.
I do.
You're the guy.
Okay, fine. It's not that hard.
How do you have a balanced diet right now when you won't eat anything unless you have sanitized the bag that it comes in from the grocery store?
Well, if I buy a bag of lettuce, it's not like the lettuce was out there dancing in COVID aisle 7.
Can you just finally admit that based on Danielle's lead this morning, which is the latest abrupt about face from the CDC saying that the coronavirus doesn't actually live on surfaces,
that you're
not going to wipe down potato chip bags with sanitizer when you get home from the grocery store? Can you just admit
he's still going to do it?
Greg, my name is Nick Stevens. Some of you know me as Fitzy, and I will no longer wipe down my chips.
All right, good. I mean, how do they just, like, randomly throw that out there? Ken, your ilk has had people terrified for the last 2 months that you could touch a countertop or a door handle. Weren't you like sanitizing your door handles and not getting?
I still do. Yes,
and not getting the mail.
I still do that too. I'm not taking any.
And the CDC, they just slipped that in yesterday.
I no longer trust the CDC.
We don't really. What? That's when it was noticed. Was yesterday.
That's when it was noticed?
At some point, they changed their guidelines on the website, and they included that under the list of things that don't protect you.
How many people, and I'm being serious about this, how many people have been absolutely terrified into spending a fortune on Lysol or whatever it is and wiping down, like, moms and dads who are rightly so worried about their kids wiping down everything in their house for the last 2 months because they said, oh, it could live up to 13 hours, 15 hours mm-hmm. on surfaces. And people are scurrying around the house with hazmat suits on, wiping down the bathroom every 5 minutes. And then they come out and say, no, sorry.
Well, they say it still may be possible.
Oh, it may be.
Wow. It does not spread easily.
In Ken's defense, they're just now finally, they're learning more as they continue to study the virus, Greg. And now they're realizing it doesn't live as long out of body on surfaces. Curtis, it's not the dumbest idea in the world. If somebody you haven't, someone comes into your house, crosses the threshold, they touch a bunch of door handles, use a bathroom, whatever. It's not the dumbest idea to maybe wipe things down, but to obsessively do it every day when it's only been like the 2, 3, 4, 5 of you in the house, that's a bit much. I think we can walk back from that ledge a little bit.
So let me just get this straight. Tom Brady, dangerous to society because he's selling an immune booster. CDC, the gospel, but they change what is the gospel every 2 days. Got it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Trump's right. agency, by the way.
Okay. You're blaming Trump for the CDC.
He's in charge of the CDC.
You can't have
Alex Azar.
You can't have it both ways. You can't say for a month and a half that he's not listening to any of the experts at the CDC and then say it's his agency.
No, he's been listening to them.
Yeah, okay. CDC stands for can't decide crap. Get in my truck, Greg. We're dining in New Hampshire.
And
tonight.
Governor Cuomo, all the people that died in the nursing homes were Trump's fault, and then everything that's happened since is because of Governor Cuomo. Okay. Trump, so we listen to the
Trump,
CDC? Wait.
Trump approved shutting the country down, by the way.
Wait, stop.
I'm not sure if you guys are aware of that.
Stop for a second.
Hold on. Can we put the flag sticks back in now?
No.
Ask Trump, I don't know.
This texter is asking. Can we put that? Yes. What, Curtis?
Ken Lair just said that Governor Cuomo listened to the CDC.
The CDC is
an agency of Donald Trump.
Yep.
So who's right?
At that time, he trusted them. Now he doesn't. Now I'm not sure I do.
What? I mean, how much have companies spent on these cleaning companies to come in and sanitize the place every 3 days?
So much.
Oh, I mean, are you kidding? The ones who come in and do the electrostatic sprays or like the hydrogen peroxide sprays? Yeah. Millions. They're making millions.
We have an engineer here who spends his whole day wiping everything down in the building. Mm-hmm.
But this guy that was on Fox News last night says it does not mean to stop disinfecting surfaces.
Oh, of course it doesn't. Just in case.
At the beginning.
But is Fox in on Big Wipe?
Just in case.
We were told it lived
the
for days.
Like, I don't get live for days.
We were told the cruise ship is going to be on surfaces for days.
I just heard today it could live for days. It could live for years on the door handle at my house. Replace the door handle.
People were actually naming the germs in their house.
Well, Curtis, how did it Okay, then how do we believe that it transmitted on the cruise ship? Asking for a friend.
People have a virus and they breathe and other people get it. I mean, it's happened since the dawn of time.
Was it a makeout party on the royal princess?
Oh, my God. All right. Well, when we come back, we'll get to the news. We're going to have to do Quarantine 311 after 8, Curtis.
Sounds good.
Quarantine 311 coming up after 8. And then at 8:30, you could win the Tuca Zoom. We're going to Zoom with Tuca tonight, and you could join us if you want to talk hockey with Tuca. So that's coming up at 8:30 on today's show.
It's time for
good news for you this morning.
The news.
In 3, 2, 1.
With your host.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at 3 things. Fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health. Specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
News team! Assemble!
There's a new Northeast Men's Health office open in Dedham next to Legacy Place. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com or call 617-793-5000.
So we spoke with Dave Blondin, the owner of Prime Fitness and Nutrition in Oxford the other day, and he's opening his gym against Governor Baker's reopening plan restrictions. And he got a written warning for opening on Tuesday. He was hit with a $300 fine for opening yesterday. Gym's not going to be allowed to open until at least June 29th, which is phase three, which is a little bananas to me. Dave said that he's going to keep fighting. He said he'll go to court if necessary and that members have been helping with donations toward the fines.
We've had over $5,000 donated so far. It's from people all over. People are donating from other states, other gyms. If I have to go to court, absolutely.
You see the guy, there's a video floating around. The guy from the Oxford Board of Health shows up yesterday to try to shut him down. And the guy's not wearing a mask.
Like, come on. What are you doing?
Like, how, Ken, how is, like, the head of the Board of Health is showing up there to confront the guy about his gym being open without a mask on?
Cloth masks don't work, and the government has not provided the ones that do. I don't blame anybody for not wearing a mask.
They've provided 113 million of them.
That's, to who? Frontline workers?
The government, the federal government, who's not responsible for, by the way, for it in the first place.
They're not. It's a federal emergency. What FEMA are they supposed has been to, enacted.
So what? Let me just ask you: is the federal government supposed to have a mask on hand, 200 million of them, for every person in the United States of America, just in case? Is that what? Is
but
that
no,
your?
You could ramp it up.
Is that
if
your,
it's important.
They did ramp it. 113 million.
Okay, where are they? They're all hospitals.
Where are they?
They should be.
They've been given out to people.
Okay, you're giving them the hospitals, but you prioritize that.
Okay,
but
so if we don't have enough masks, maybe we shouldn't make it a mandatory fine law.
I agree.
Okay.
We agree on that.
Good. So he's going to keep that open. There's a place on the Cape that opened also. Body Strong Gym in Chatham opened up yesterday. Ooh. And apparently the Board of Health on the Cape tried to shut them down too, but no go on that. So.
Wow.
I mean, I said this yesterday. Why can you go into a Home Depot with 300 people, but you can't go to a gym? Why can you have a barber who's got his hands all over your face and your ears and everything, but you can't be in a gym with other people?
Especially when the one thing we know about this virus is that obesity mm-hmm. is one of the leading issues that is causing death from it. So if people are unable to work out, they're just sitting at home with Grubhub.
Yeah. Not to mention the mental health aspect, too. Yeah, it's really important mm-hmm. for that. Following up on your lead this morning, Greg, the monkey on the loose in Tewksbury that was photographed by a resident.
Irrational fear, primates, one of my early irrational fears, maybe the OG irrational fear, yes.
The alleged monkey-like animal was spotted on Michael Street in Tewksbury, and Shawshene Animal Hospital posted that the monkey was seen as well. Dr. Michelle Caruso is actually from that animal hospital with some information.
And they asked us if we had potentially seen a monkey or if we had lost a monkey, and we laughed. We thought that they were joking. And they said, no, actually, there's been a monkey sighted on your property. It's definitely not a dog. It's not a cat. It doesn't look like a bear. And someone said it could be a fisher cat. Some species of monkeys can carry herpes B, which can be deadly and fatal in people. But there's no concern. I mean, there's wild animals that are always around us, coyotes, bears, bobcats. I mean, I don't think that one monkey potentially on the loose should cause any concern to anybody. I'm more concerned for the well-being of the monkey.
In other news, Joey has to make a replacement tonight for 6 to 10. So.
Boom.
Wow.
Where do you think the thing came from? Do you think it was in the wild already, or do you think it escaped from somebody who had like an exotic pet, like a drug dealer or something?
Boston Garden.
At
some point or another, you've thought about having an exotic pet. What would you have? If you could have one without any worry of physical harm or
like
legal
the,
ramifications.
I like the mini animals. You know, like the...
like a royal dandy pig.
That baby horse or whatever it was called that was on the plane.
Baby horse.
Oh, the comfort horse. The one the lady took on the plane. I like one of those.
I love she said it could have herpes B, but there's nothing to worry about. Like, what is... Just throw that in there.
Another
well,
6 weeks.
I mean, they're probably going to be unlikely to touch the monkey.
That's another 6 weeks inside for the Laird family because there's a monkey on the loose 40 miles away in Tewksbury.
Some species of monkeys can carry herpes B.
Like, what?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Well, hopefully they catch it.
Yes.
Can't they get a drone out there to try to find where the thing is? Or
monkeys are smarter
monkey
than drones.
Citizen, please stop moving and being adorable. Stay in place.
And then it takes your face off. So if you're someone who is a hugger, a fist bumper, a chest thumper in the workplace, when you go back to work, you're not going to be able to do any of that stuff. The governor spoke yesterday about how workplace intimacy is going to go away.
Across the Commonwealth and probably across the country is some of that intimacy, that physical intimacy that is so much a part of the shared commitment to work that many people who work together for a long period of time have, will in fact go away. And that is going to be the way it is going to be for some period of time here until we get to the point where we have treatments or a vaccine.
If any phrase could sum up the government response to all this, it would be, that is going to be the way it is going to be. That's Charlie Baker's It Is What It Is.
Yeah. Well, he's not going to fully open things up until there's a treatment or a vaccine. Do you know how long that could be?
A long ass time.
And by the way, there's a lot of people who aren't going to take a vaccine if there is one.
I'm not. If they have a vaccine that comes out by the end of the year, I'm not confident that they know everything there is to know about that vaccine. I would not feel comfortable taking that.
What percent of people get the flu shot every year? Like 50%, 60%?
I think so, something like that.
75%, 70%? It's not everybody.
I got it once, and I've never been as sick as I was after getting the shot.
I know.
Yeah, that day sucks.
There's a lot of people who like feel that way about it. They'd rather risk getting the flu.
Right.
It's a little bit lower than half of Americans get the flu vaccine, according to the CDC.
Yep, that's it.
46.8%.
So do you think that number would go up with the COVID vaccine, or do you think it would be the same percentage?
I think it'll probably be the same.
Yeah. I mean, I just, the mayor isn't even comfortable right now with workplaces opening in Boston with 25% capacity. Like, when is he going to, that's a quarter of the people being in an office. When is that going to be okay, according to Mayor Walsh? I mean, and has he looked around? I mean, when it comes to tax receipts coming into the city, I mean, there's no money coming in.
But why doesn't the media show Mayor Walsh? Here is what's happened in Georgia over 3 weeks of reopening the government and the city and all the restaurants. Why don't we do this?
Why do people keep questioning the Georgia data every time you bring this up, Curtis?
Because everybody, the goalposts keep moving. If you recall the beaches in Jacksonville, Governor DeSantis had a tough time putting on the mask, and it was this meme and punchline. This Trump boob of a governor in Florida is going to kill the whole state. The opposite has happened. And Florida has the most amount of the at-risk population of any state in the country.
A week ago, Kemp had to issue an apology because the website, the public health website, had two Sundays on the week, and May 2nd came before April 26th. The numbers were all bungled. So what do you mean, how do you not question the data?
But you understand
it's the third unforced error in as many weeks.
But you understand they opened up, and they did. There weren't people, there weren't mass hordes of people that were falling dead in the streets, Ken.
Like, I don't know.
We would know, because the Today Show would be broadcasting live from Atlanta this morning. It would be the biggest story in the country, and instead of covering the success, they moved the goalpost to something else. You have to admit that's what's going on here.
Curtis, trying to compare Georgia to Massachusetts is like asking, how come they don't sell a lot of sunblock in Alaska? I mean, it's a different economy. You have a completely different climate. It's almost more subtropical in large parts of the states than it is the temperate climate here, where it was rainy, we were indoors, they've been out of doors, like, it's very different. You can't just compare. This is an apple to miserable oranges discussion.
I am just saying what people of your ilk, Nick, were saying 3 weeks ago, that this was basically a death camp. Like, this is what the Washington Post reporter was saying, that this is where people are. He's forcing his citizens to go outside and die.
I never said it was a death camp.
And that hasn't
working
happened.
With you as a death camp.
Well, the Laird Lee doesn't come back up yet. What about the Sweden numbers that are in this morning?
Oh, Sweden.
Yeah. So we get, go ahead.
You guys have moved past that.
We can talk about your lead. That happened at 6 this morning. They did not get the herd immunity. You're only
5%
percent of the people in Sweden have the herd immunity.
That's per the Swedish Health Department, by the way. They did a study. And the last 7-day rolling average, highest death total per capita in the world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that. Line zero, Ken. There's Johan.
Oh, they loved Johan.
No, I don't think Johan is immune to everything. I mean, the guy's been doing this forever. Johan is, he's got herd immunity, absolutely.
You
he's
think a, so?
He's
think
a,
so?
Yes, I think so.
You think so?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, I do. All right, what else, Danielle?
Did you see the woman in Lehigh Acres, Florida, who coughed on an elderly handicapped woman in a wheelchair after claiming she had coronavirus?
No, what an idiot.
Yep, these people are out there. The woman, the victim was with her grandson grabbing a coffee at the local Dunkin' Donuts at the drive-thru, and a driver behind her accidentally tapped her bumper, according to police. So the woman in the car behind the grandmother then got out of the car, walked up to the grandmother and started arguing like, oh, it's no big deal, like there's no damage, blah, blah, blah. So they pull out of the drive-thru lane and they continue a verbal altercation. And then the woman starts screaming at the grandmother, lowers her mask and starts coughing on her and yells that she has COVID-19 and now you will have it too, bitch. Classy, right? Yeah. This is a local resident, Rafael Canales, with reaction.
You're purposely giving someone, it kind of seems like premeditated murder to me personally. I'd definitely be very angry at that person. I'd try to get the police involved. That's kind of like murder, you know, if you have it.
I mean, just what are we doing here?
Curtis, this texter says you never criticize the White House ever.
That's why?
But why would governors be destroying their own economies?
Because they're afraid of the backlash that they would get if they reopened and there was a spike in cases. This gives them cover.
Correct.
The same reason that Governor Baker hired this team of 15 people to be on his business reopening plan so that if things fail when he opens, he can say it was due to poor counsel from this group. It's cover. It's all political games.
We have to get it right because I don't think we can afford a second close down.
We can't afford the first close down. He thinks we can afford the first close down.
Nope.
Yep, we're whole. Everybody's whole.
Let me just check my text messages, see if he's listening over there at City Hall.
Does he have a call?
I thought
an all day
I,
call.
I told when he was texting the other day, I said, Marty, text, call in, yell at me, yell at Curtis, whatever you want to do. But he was in a meeting. Maybe he'll call us.
He's talking to Johan.
I love the show, by the way. It's great. I listen to it almost every morning.
He's with DeFilippo right now, plotting against you.
In the North End.
They're having breakfast at the old Stella.
I am more worried about the, like, we're going to have a herpes B outbreak because of this monkey. Remember the
that
outbreak?
That is terrifying.
That's how it started in the outbreak movie, wasn't it?
That's right. It did. Yes. It all began, I think, with a capuchin.
Yeah, with one monkey.
Mm-hmm. And that's all it takes.
Now we got a monkey, a primate, running roughshod over Tewksbury. People should be. People aren't going to go out. Are they doing a stay at home? They should do a stay at home order.
Species of monkeys can carry herpes B.
Yeah, they already have that. All right, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
We will be back with Quarantine 311 next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.